Colonna is currently a roundtable regular and writer on the hit late-night talk show, Chelsea Lately. She's also producer and star of Ease, After Lately. Sarah tours across the country headlining comedy clubs, as well as being an integral part of the Comedians of Chelsea Lately tour. She's appeared on several TV shows, including The United States of Tara, Scare Tactics, and Monk. To quote Chelsea, "Sarah is probably the funniest person I know, and I happen to know a lot of funny people." Today we'll speak with Sarah about her first book, Life as I Blow It. Welcome, Sarah. Thanks for stopping by the Book Report.
Thank you for having me.
So, with your successful TV career and your stand-up, why a book right now?
Good question. actually, it's something I've always wanted to do, and honestly, it's kind of the best time to do it because I have, a platform to be able to get people to, hear about it and hopefully learn about me and see my shows and reach out a little further.
I want to tell you, I've read it, and it's really like sitting there and talking to a girlfriend. I love the way you write.
Oh, thank you. That really means a lot, actually, because that's exactly, that's what you hope for. And it's not an easy thing to do. And then you think you're doing it and you're not sure.
Okay. So what was the inspiration for the title, Life as I Blow It?
It's funny. It's, obviously a lot of people go to a dirty place with it. But the thing, I was talking to somebody about the title and they were like, "We're just writing about your life, as you know it." And I just went, "Oh, no, that's it. It's not that you know it. You don't always know it. You blow it sometimes. You blow an opportunity or you blow a chance or you blow up a relationship because you don't know what you're doing." And that was it to me. And I said, I called my editor and I said, "That's the title." And he was like, "I don't know. It kind of makes me think of something else." And I was like, "Well, that's not terrible."
Plus, the cover photo has you chewing some bubble gum. So it makes sense when you see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I have to say, I love the story, and I hope you'll share it with our listeners now, when your pastor asked you to quit the high school drill team. Can you share that?
Yes, it's so funny. I was told by my, I went Baptist for a little bit. I guess you would say went Baptist, but not Baptist at first. And then I went to a Baptist church because, I grew up in a small southern town, and I was on drill team, which is I think it's different things in different places, but at our school we danced at halftime. It's like we wore the cheerleaders' outfits and we danced. And he said to me at church one day, he said, "We don't believe in dancing for no reason." And I was like, "Well, we have dances and stuff," and I don't understand what he meant, And I said, "Well, I have a reason. It's halftime. That's what I'm supposed to do." And then I started, and I said, the cheerleaders, because all the cheerleaders were Baptists, and I said, "Well, they all, dance." And he's like, "Well, no, they cheer." I was like, "I don't understand what he's talking about. I mean, what's the difference?" And we got into this conversation, and then I was like, "Well, we also, what about the dances? Like, we have dance, school dances." And he's like, "Well, that's for a purpose." I'm like, "Well, what's that purpose? What's the difference?" And suddenly I just realized there was basically just, it was hypocritical. Basically, it was just kind of being told to do something, because they thought it was too risque or something like that. When you're in high school and you're celebrating, there's nothing risque about it. It's what every high school does. You want to, celebrate. Everybody's into, especially in the South and small towns, everybody's into the football games. And I was like, it just struck me that, it wasn't worth, and I think this is the line I used in the book, where I was just like, it's not worth just believing in something, on Sundays, because I knew that I'd seen, the Baptists, the girls, the cheerleaders, dancing at parties and dancing at the dances that weren't for a purpose and things like that. And I was like, okay, so not everybody follows the rules. They just tell you to, and I'm supposed to quit something I really want to do while everyone else just, kind of lies. So I quit going to that church.
Right.
And I stayed on the drill team.
And I believe you went on to be the captain of the drill team, did you not?
Yeah. So I showed him. I got to be captain. I had my name engraved on a whistle and everything. So.
Yeah. A role model for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, when you were starting out in stand-up, did you play venues with other up-and-comer comedians who are now household names?
Actually, Chelsea Handler is one of them. She and I started around the same time. So she and I worked together, and I worked around a lot of people, Sarah Silverman was already a name then, but I would do shows that, you know, she would then come in and perform on, and sort of, you know, everybody would be excited because she was already, you know, pretty popular. And Zach Galifianakis, I did some shows around him, and like Patton Oswalt, and so it was a bunch of different people that you would perform either, you know, on a show where they would be the headliner, or they were, you know, just kind of getting started too. But definitely Chelsea was one where it was like she and I were started at the same time, just you know, as nobody, and look at her now.
All right, and look at you now. So you actually met Chelsea in an acting class, or?
Yeah, it was an improv class. It was like we were taking a class for, you know, there's improv teams where people, you know, shout out cities and you do a whole sketch out of it. And we were both terrible at it, but luckily we took the class and we became instant friends.
So how did the Chelsea Lately come about?
Yeah, it's funny. The show was on for about a year before I was actually on as a comic, because they were, you know, they were kind of doing it with either, you know, comics that had bigger names, or they were using people that weren't comics, and they kind of had a different idea, and then they started just using comics. And so Chelsea, you know, asked them to book me, and the guy that books the show had seen me do stand up, so they used me on the round table. And then, you know, it's kind of up to you to do a good job and hopefully get to come back. And luckily it went well, and then I started coming back regularly, so I was always on the round table. And then it was about a year of that before they asked me to become a writer. And you know, I think that just my Chelsea and I have kind of similar sensibilities and whatnot, and just thought I might be a good fit. And I wasn't really sure I wanted to write for a talk show, but then I started doing it, and of course, it's the best thing I've done.
You've appeared on so many shows, like the Today Show, Jay Leno, and so many more. I wonder, it's one more scary than the other for in terms of preparation and just walking out on the stage for you?
They're all a little scary. I definitely think the Tonight Show, because I hadn't done stand-up on, you know, the Tonight Show is such a legendary thing to do stand-up on, and that was just recently, and I hadn't, you know, been doing stand-up now for so long, you'd think I'd just been completely relaxed, but instead, I was just like, oh my God, I'm doing stand-up on Tonight Show, I think I'm going to vomit. But it was fun, and it went well, and then even the Today Show was a different sort of nerve-wracking thing, because I hadn't sat down as, like, a guest on a talk show of, you know, it was for my own, and it was for the book, and it was the day the book came out, and I was just like, oh, it was just different than working on a show where people are the guests, and, you know, it's all different experiences.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
You look great, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
There's a good makeup artist on there. I'm not good at them.
So what's next for you? More books, or what do you have coming up?
Yeah, you know, actually, I just found out yesterday that my book is debuting at number 5 on the bestseller list, which was very exciting news to get. I believe that prints on the 26th or something. So, but they just told me, and so I hope that means it'll grow, and I hope that means people that don't know me will, you know, hear about it, because obviously my, you know, my reach is what it is, but hopefully it just keeps growing, and I'm developing a TV show off of the book too, with Adam Sandler's production company, Happy Madison. So hopefully that gets made. We're working on it, and I've written a pilot. So I'm just gonna keep going. I'm doing a book tour with it, so if you know, I might be coming to the stand up in your cities. And so all those dates are on my website, which is sarahcolonna.com with 2 N's. So, you know, obviously those are gonna be, I don't know, that's a fun thing for me to do, too. I get to do stand-up and then do book signings afterwards and sort of hear what people think about the book and, you know, just that instant feedback, because you're getting to see people face-to-face that are holding your book and may have read it or may not have yet, and that's a really fun part of it, too.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today. I loved the book.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.